You're listening to the Youth Critic Podcast on KHZ Network. Find us on Facebook at DecibelUNG Radio and find us on Twitter at DecibelUNG. If you like this episode, please leave a like and comment on our iTunes page at KHZ Network. And now for the podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Youth Critic Interviews. I am your host, Kale Smith. And today we have an interview from Annabelle Rodriguez from Once Upon a Time in Venezuela. We listened to her talk about her movie, and then we talk about the process of getting that documentary made, and then we hear about the distribution going to Sundance, and where it's going now. Please take a listen to Ms. Rodriguez's interview. Thank you to the Atlanta Film Festival for helping us set all this up, and with that, enjoy. Thank you, Annabelle Rodriguez. Do you mind just telling us a little bit about yourself and the movie you had at the Atlanta Film Festival?
Oh, yes. Hi, I'm Annabelle Rodriguez Rios. I'm a Venezuelan filmmaker living in Europe as I'm one migrant, just like more than 5 million Venezuelans that are abroad. And we had recently in the Atlanta Film Festival our film called Once Upon a Time in Venezuela.
Awesome. So just getting things started, what was the genesis of this project?
Well, for years, as many Venezuelan artists, I had the wish and the necessity of doing some work about how our culture is being affected by the oil. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I wanted to go to Maracaibo Lake, where Venezuela takes most of its oil from. And this big contradiction between being so poor and at the same time swimming literally in oil. So then I went there for the first time 10 years ago. And I went to this place where one can portray this silent lightning that you can see in the film, actually. It's this silent lightning that is a phenomenon that happens.
You open the movie that way, don't you? Correct.
Exactly. Yeah, that's quite right. And probably that's because, as I did before, in 10 years ago, I tried to capture that. And that's how I began to work with this community of this village called Congo Mirador. So, but this is the image. I like it very much because it's like unbelievable, isn't it? It's like, okay, what is this lightning that hasn't got a thunder? So, and it's every night there. So then it's something quite magical, I would say.
Incredible. Awesome. Yeah, it was incredible at first. And when I first saw the movie, I thought there was a little something wrong with the audio because it didn't just strike immediately. But then it's a silent lightning. So hands off, or hats off to you for that. So kind of digging deep into the filmmaking here, how do you there's lots of people in the Congo or that the Congo area. How were you able to find your subjects through there, particularly the two women involved, the teacher and then the, I think everyone kind of calls her a critic?
Yeah.
How were you able to find those two central people? I mean, there's other characters, but these are kind of the two predominant characters to the movie.
Yes. Well, it was, Kale, it was a process. I began there by shooting the kids, I must admit. And I did a short film that you can see in our website. Our website is onceuponatimeinvenezuela.com. And there you can see it's for free, this short film called The Barrel. And it took place with the kids, yeah? And right. They do this race with these little boats that they do out of petrol canisters. You can mm-hmm. see that in the bigger film. So then I did this short first and I began trying to make a coming of age story in the same village. But then I found myself with the thing that most of the kids left because and then I found out, okay, this village is turning into a swamp. And it is actually because of climate change that is this change in the environment. So, and people were leaving, and they were asking the government for some engineering work. And well, that's the story of the film, that they just wait for something that never comes. And the kids, they left, and then I was attracted by these women because they were, I mean, the village was divided, you know, between Chavists are like the pro-government people and the ones against the pro-government people. And this happened in Venezuela for many years, that we were really like radicalized. And within the time, the government became more totalitarian and more bombarding of propaganda and populism. So then all these things I could see. And then when I saw these two women, I thought, okay, that's a good way of telling this, that is happening to me, to my family, to the whole country was tear apart in two. So that's how more or less it happens. But this took years, I got to say. This took like 2 or 3 years just to get to this point.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So, you know, going from that, what's going on with the village now?
Well, there are three houses habited, the whole place is this is a bit of a spoiler for the film for whoever is gonna watch it.
Right.
And actually it's gonna go out. I just got the news that from the 15th of December we are having a release in the US in how do you call SVOD service?
VOD, yes.
So then you're going to be able to see it. Anyways, the village is drastically changed and people had to live just as in the whole Venezuela. Yeah, that this village is like a metaphor for the whole country.
Wow, absolutely. So kind of getting into the distribution of the movie, how was getting into Sundance? What was the challenges in that?
Well, challenges many, of course, because we are a small production, a non-American co-production between Latin American countries and European countries. Mm-hmm. Really, like in comparison with the other productions, we are like, you know, like underdogs.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
So then this was really like a Cinderella moment for us.
Wow.
But it was really great because it's the atmosphere there is of the atmosphere of the free thinkers, you know, and for us, for me as Venezuelan, that, you know, we don't have exactly freedom of speech and no more. That's why I'm here in Europe trying to do our things. We do them from abroad easier than from inside. And it was actually quite relieving to be there, you know, to be able to talk openly.
Absolutely. And I noticed that you guys got picked up by Congo Films. Is that correct? Or is that your distributor?
No. Cargo Films is our distributor.
Okay.
And right now, well, this is not totally of, I mean, it is happening. I can tell you later, but off the record, but we are actually getting a distribution like now. We are signing these days.
Oh, okay, perfect. And so you might have already said this, but have you set a date yet for release? Okay.
15th of December is pretty much the time. It could be a bit before, but yeah, that's the idea.
Well, congratulations then. Yay! Well, thank you so much. Where can, do you have like social media accounts or anything people can follow you, or accounts that people can follow the film? Other than
We are, once you type in Google "Once Upon a Time in Venezuela" all together, it will come up our website. There we have lots of material as well. We are building this up with, for instance, information about how to help, how to give donations for humanitarian help organizations. This we are doing on the as we are speaking. And there you can see all Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook on the film.
All right. Thank you so much. I will have links to all that in the description below, listeners. Thank you, Annabelle, for so much. And please be safe out there. And thank you so much.
Hey, everyone, again. Just thank you so much to Annabelle Rodriguez and to, you know, her film, Once Upon a Time in Venezuela. Thanks to everyone. I will have all the links to information about that movie in the description below. And you can follow me at MovieKale on Twitter. And thank you so much. And we will be back tomorrow with one more interview with Martin Van Crowe from Cinema Premiere.